We've got news, and that news is coming to us from David McIntosh, the president of the Club for Growth. Welcome to the program. How are you?
Eric, I'm great, and I'm delighted that you're feeling better. We've been praying for you and glad for the recovery.
So. I appreciate it very much. So you guys have an endorsement here in Georgia in the congressional races this year, and I'm excited to find out who it is you're endorsing.
Yes, and I wanted to call and make the endorsement on your show. We are endorsing in Georgia's 3rd District, the district Lynn Westmoreland currently represents, State Senator Mike Crane. And we are urging all of your listeners and the voters in that district to send him to Congress. The primary is coming up May 24th. We interviewed with Mike, looked at his record, and he is a great champion for constitutionally limited government, free markets, individual freedom. I was so impressed by him when I met him, and I think the folks in Georgia will value the representation he brings to Washington.
David, this is great. Mike Crane, state senator, is a good friend of mine and really is a good constitutional conservative. Now, I don't think people understand that when Club for Growth gets involved in a race, in addition to committing your members, you guys have actually interviewed the candidates and asked them not softball questions, but some really tough questions along the way.
We do. We sit down with them for a couple hours, and before that, we've researched every vote that they've taken in the legislature and what they've done, and if they're a mayor or local official. And we ask them about that, but we also ask them the tough questions. What do you believe needs to be done to promote the economy? And if they say, well, the government should come in and help businesses, we realize, this is somebody who thinks the government should solve the problem rather than cutting taxes, reducing regulations, and then freeing up individuals in the free market to be successful. And
now,
Mike got it all right. He understood intuitively that the government will only pass out favors on a political basis, and that it's when you have freedom and limited government that we can have a successful, thriving economy. People can have jobs and keep more of their paycheck.
I want to deviate for just a minute here because I'm seeing coming across my screen as well that you guys have been committed to now. You've made your first presidential endorsement this year with Ted Cruz. You'll have an endorsed presidential candidates in the past. And it's my understanding you guys are going to help make a stand in Indiana.
Yes. That's going to be the next crucial race. It's critical that Ted Cruz win Indiana. That's my home state. I represented folks in Congress from there. And Ted could win that if Trump has a slight lead right now. But what we're going to do at the Club for Growth is educate them that Trump is no conservative. He's got a long record of working with Nancy Pelosi, supported Hillary Clinton in the past, and we need the authentic, true, limited government conservative Ted Cruz.
David McIntosh, listen.
The next crucial victory for us in this, and then I think that'll enable Ted to go on and win at the convention.
Well, listen, I know I've told you this before to your face, and I'll tell you again, I'm such a huge fan of the Club for Growth and the work you're doing there now. Having known several of the prior presidents of the club, you just bring a tremendous energy to it, and I'm delighted that you were able to get on the show tonight and tell Georgians to go out and support Mike Crane.
Thank you, Eric. It really is great to be with you. They can look up all the things we do at clubforgrowth.org, but even more important, if they can join Mike Crane's campaign and send him to Congress, that would be a huge blessing for all of us.
I will work on it myself. David, thanks very much.
My pleasure.